Here's another way cool blind tech tip from Rickster. Hello, this is Rick Harmon. I'd like to do an addendum here to the Senge podcast I did the other day, or well, actually more like a week or two ago now, but I have a little bit more information to provide you. First, Senge now has a download site. My friend has been working on getting it to where we can download the file. There's no website per se yet, but he does have a link on his website to download it. I'll give you that right now. It's https://smbs.net/download/capital S lowercase ing.exe. So that would be http://www.smbs.net/download/senge.exe. The only thing you have to make sure you do on that is the senge. The S in senge needs to be uppercase. Everything else can be lowercase, but that S in that file name needs to be in uppercase. Okay, and also there are a few changes that have been made to the Senge program since the first version has been sent out. And those are, there is now a verify option in the burn that can be checked, and that will do a verify of your CD against what you had burned. Make sure that your disk is okay. There are now some command line switches that you can have. You know, if you run this, say, from a batch file or a scheduled task or whatever, there are now some switches that you can apply that will allow you to do some of these settings automatically if you don't want to keep having to, you know, check mark things. You can get information on those by going into Senge and going to the help menu and clicking on the command line settings option. And then you'll get a box there that will explain to you the settings. Also, a couple people have told me that they have fixed Senge as far as working with WindowEyes. Chris, I can't remember his last name now, but he did a podcast and he showed you how to do it. And I appreciate that very much. You know, that's helping greatly to allow more people to be able to use the program. And I appreciate that. And hope that everybody that's using WindowEyes will listen to that podcast. And then you too can use the Senge program. I've additionally checked Senge on JAWS versions 5 and 6. As well as 7, and really haven't found any problems there. I've had a couple people tell me they couldn't use the program, but I have checked and re-verified and haven't found any problems. You can go in, if you like, and reclass some of the buttons and boxes, the three-state checkboxes, if you don't like them saying three-state checkboxes, and that's what they actually are. They can be on, off, or disabled, so they are a tri-state button. But if you don't like that and you just want them to say checkbox, you can go in and reclass those to say just checkbox. But really, other than that, I've not had any problems whatsoever on JAWS, and WindowEyes appears to work with set files. And I just sent the file to an individual today that says he's using HAL Supernova, so I'm waiting to hear back from him to see how accessible the program is with HAL. And again, I'll just say, if you like this program and it's useful to you, a donation to the author would be great. He would love it. It would give him incentive to do more stuff for us. There may be a pay program in the works for Singe that, at the very least, will do ISO CDs and DVDs, reading and writing. That's not been done yet, but it may be an option in a pay version. This will probably be about all the options that are going to be done to the free version of Singe, but all in all, I think it is a great little utility, and for free, it's especially great. So, like I said, if you like the program, go into the help and about and find out the link for donations to PayPal, and send the guy some money. He'll be really happy, and it will encourage him to do other things for us. That's all I have to say in this. If you have any troubles downloading it, let me know. I'll be glad to still send it to you via email if you want. And if you have any questions, just contact me at Rick Harmon, RickHarmon, at sbcglobal.net. Thanks, and have a good day.
That's all, folks.